Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Would you rather have hideous, awful sex with a witch or be transformed into a black cat for the rest of eternity?
These are hands down the best questions anybody has ever asked.
I'm submitting that one to the Peabody. I'm submitting it to the Peabody.
I would rather have hideous, awful sex with the witch.
It won't be pleasant. I can promise you that, Cliff.
Get ready for a heaping helping of necessity. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
I can't quite believe that it's been a year since we were here, but it's time again. So call your mom and tell all of your friends
it's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most. So buy some candy and turn out the lights. And late at night, raise up the dead. Or if you want, you can hang with us instead. It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Scary blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's an evil day we love the most.
The cold wind is blue in the night through the trees.
The monsters rise. Oh, God, they're morbidly obese.
So painfully fat. So painfully fat. It's Halloween. I'm living Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween. Two scary blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most.
Yes. Aren't you excited that it's Halloween time and we're having a party?
It's our Halloween party. Listeners, you are all invited. Your invite did not get lost in the mail. It is an open invitation. We want you to just come, bring all your friends, gather around the radio broadcasting box.
Gather around.
And just listen and enjoy this Halloween party with us. Ooh. We are having such a good time already.
Cliff, I have been drinking rye cider that I think somebody spiked for like 3 hours now as we were getting ready. So I'm just gonna I just want you to be prepared. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, listeners. I don't know.
Tyler has been mulling that cider in the break room for this past. Knows what the hell.
I got news for you. You know, you got your assistant, but I don't need an assistant because iPhone 4S has an personal assistant built right in, and it'll do anything you ask it. So that's my assistant.
How wonderful that we have promotional consideration provided by Apple 4S.
Hey, I have an assistant. You have an assistant. Mine may not be as sexy as yours is, but it does. Listen, it gets the job done.
Kendall, I want to break away from Halloween for 1 second. I want to belatedly wish our old friend and correspondent, Tony, he was on the show in the olden days, in the dark ages, everybody. If anybody remembers who Frequent Guest Star Alan is, you might remember episodes that we did with Tony. It was his birthday a week or two ago, and I want to wish him a happy belated birthday. He turned, Kendall, oh my God, he only turned 27. How much do you hate him?
27? I haven't seen 27 since 27 has seen me, Cliff. Why must people still be 27?
I don't know. They exist only to antagonize us.
Well, Tony, we love you. I'm going to toast to Tony right now. I'm going to take a big drink of rye cider. Well, you know, and somebody else's birthday's coming up, and it's going to be tragic, Cliff. Ooh, I'm terrified. I'm more terrified of it than I am of Halloween.
Kendall, when you turn 30, all my dreams are just going to become rainbows and just take off. I want you to describe our costumes that we're wearing. Of course, it's a Halloween party. We've come in costume, everybody.
I think we might have planned this costume before the whole issue that Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butter Butter Butterturn had.
We did, if people were sad, respectfully, I know, remember back to last week when we had to announce their separation.
But I am in costume as Mr. Snodbottom. So I have free range to have irritable bowels all night and to say, Cliff boy, it's time for to do this.
Oh, yes, darling. I'm going to live to be saving all night long.
Cliff, that was rude. That was improper etiquette to make fun of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
That is my costume. That is my honest to goodness impression of her. Oh, can you go lined up and just live it? Don't you know?
You see, yes. I was being prudent like Mr. Snodbottom. I'm in character, Cliff. Like the old Kendall.
Like the old Kendall. Remember, if you remember who Tony is, you remember what we're talking about. One used to be a crude and the other used to be a prude, everybody.
You be the judge, listeners. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
Now, Cliff, speaking of fat.
Yeah.
I am so fat. I was sitting in my office today, and I was sitting looking at my stomach, and I had it in my hand. You know when you're... Now, listeners that are skinny won't get this, but anybody that's fat will know. I had my fat
If you don't
my
get
stomach.
This, fuck you.
I had my fat in my hands, jiggling it, and I thought if anybody... Because there are other people in the office. I thought if anybody was looking in here right now at me, depressingly, like, flapping my fat up and down... That they would worry for me. They would think that I was going to commit suicide. But that's how fat I am.
That's how fat we are, Kendall. Mm-hmm. It is so sad when you can just reach down and grab big handfuls of yourself.
Well, it is.
It is so sad, Kendall. What I want to do, though, our writers, they sent us a mass email. I don't know if you've checked your email in the last few weeks.
Oh, Cliff, I never check my email.
They wanted us, speaking of morbid obesity, when you speak of it, you think of us. And what
I have so much to say for this show. We didn't have 3-part Halloween episode.
It's going to be, Kendall, why not? who better is what the listeners are saying to do a 3-part Halloween episode party. Kendall, creative alternatives for those fattening trick-or-treat snacks.
Tell me. I need them.
Tell me if you would egg the house that gave you this, okay? How about a miniature bottle of water? Or a
bottle
natural
of water.
Juice box?
A bottle of water? Where are we, Cliff? What dimension is this? Did we transform?
A natural juice box, everybody, would just be an orange and a straw. How about a...
Uh-oh. You didn't download all the writer's notes, it looks like.
Yeah,
the... I think you dropped them in the bobbing for Ra bucket over there.
Over there. Okay. How about a light... Now, this they would like. A light-up glow stick. A kid would like that, I have to say. Now, no.
There's my
a
sound
toothbrush.
Effect.
No.
Stick that toothbrush. Shove it up your ass.
Ram it.
Shove it up your holy stick.
Now, maybe I would have, like... Quickly, everybody. I'm trying to get through this. How about iPhone? When they agreed to sponsor this episode, they're like, give these f***ing healthy snacks.
I'll take
okay?
it. Only 16 gigabytes or above, though.
They've already reviewed us for the Quarterly Podcast and Journal. What do we care at this point?
What do we care anymore?
Homemade crayons made in a muffin tin at home. How about a local apple, everybody? No razor blades. Don't put any of those in there. Or a fruit leather. How about some fruit leather?
Yeah, leather's good. I will accept that.
Fruit leather!
Oh, Cliff,
Kendall.
I wanted to make a shout out.
Shout it up, dear.
This is
Butter
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 Churn. I'd like to make a shout out to one of our listeners, Cindy Chang, because she wrote on our Facebook that she was catching up on our show.
Yes, thank you very much. And now I wonder if she might be going as Mrs. Butter 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 Churn for Halloween. I think it's going to be a very popular costume this year.
Mm-hmm.
With the wedding and everything. Unfortunately, and now with this high-profile separation. But we will not go on and on about that, Kendall. I will not have it on this Halloween party show. We've been bobbing for Rye all day, everybody. But that's not funny.
Funny, Cliff. It's hilarious.
That's
just like
something we have never been accused of being before.
Cliff, if anybody ever accuses us of being funny, then they have not been listening to our show.
Then they've been listening to the wrong podcast.
Cliff, there was this woman.
Yeah.
She got pulled over by a fucking cop for speeding.
Oh, pigs.
She says, is there a problem, officer? And he says, ma'am, you were speeding? And she says, oh, I see. And the officer, Cliffy, says, can I see your license plate? Did I mention this was Halloween night, Cliff?
Ooh, oh, my God.
Halloween night.
I bet this was
speeding.
A ghost cop.
It probably was. He says, can I see your license? And she said, well, I'd give it to you, but I don't have one. I don't have one. And he says, you don't have one? And she says, I lost it 4 times for drunk driving. The officer said, oh, I see. Well, can I see your registration? I can't do that. And he says, why not? I stole this car. And the officer says, you stole this car? And said, yes, and I killed and hacked up the owner. The officer says, oh my God, you what? It says his body parts in a plastic bag in the trunk. So Cliff, this officer, he didn't know what the hell to do. He called for backup. He pulls the, all these cops pull up in like 5 different cars. They swarm the area. They open the trunk. And Cliff,
swarm it.
What's in the trunk? Nothing.
And nothing.
The officer says, this guy says you murdered the person, and the owner of this car. And she says, what? I didn't murder anybody. He says, yes.
It's like Al Capone's vault.
I know. And says, well, he says, you stole this car. And she says, well, here's my registration. Here's my license. I didn't steal this car. And he says, well, this guy says you did all these things. She said, that son of a bitch probably told you I was speeding too, didn't he?
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Oh, Cliff, she got out of that speeding ticket by lying her ass off.
You gotta do what you gotta do, Kendall. 2 young guys, Kendall, they were picked up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
Oh
my
God.
Oh my
God.
They were picked up by the cops one scary Halloween night. And, oh, Kendall, they were picked up by these ghost cops for smoking dope and appeared in court the following week in front of a judge.
Oh God.
The judge.
Why did the judge tell them that?
You seem like nice young men, and I'd like to give you a second chance rather than jail time. I want you to go out this weekend and try to show others the evils of drugs.
Sorry.
The evils of drug use.
And that's an evil.
Give up. Yeah, and get them to give up drugs forever, and I'll see you back in court on Monday. Oh my God. Listen to this judge, everybody. She thinks he's Judge Judy. Now, Monday, Kendall, these 2 guys were in court, okay?
Yeah.
And this judge, he just axes away. He says, now, how'd you do over the weekend? And, well, Your Honor, the first one replied, I persuaded 17 people to just give up drugs forever. Give them up. 70 people, that's wonderful, the judge said. Kendall, he agrees with you. What did you tell him? And the guy, he says, well, I used a diagram. I drew two circles and told him the big circle is your brain before drugs, and the small circle is your brain after drugs. That's admirable, said the judge. And how did you do? He asked the second boy. Well, Your Honor, I persuaded 156 people to give up drugs forever. 156 people! That's amazing. How did you manage to do that, young child? Well, I used a similar approach, he answered. I drew a large and a small circle. Pointing to the small circle, I said, this is your asshole before you go to prison. Oh, Kendall, say it ain't so, but
big,
it is so.
What a big asshole, Cliff.
What a big asshole.
Cliff, did I mention this joke takes place on a dark and stormy night?
Whoa, I'm terrified at the outset of this joke.
So this hooker, Cliff, she goes to file her taxes. I don't know why she's doing this on Halloween night, Cliff. But she did. And for her occupation, Cliff,
she has got to get that refund check. She filed an extension, Cliff. Oh, okay.
And so she goes to file her tax on Halloween night because she had anything better to do. And for her occupation, she put prostitution. And the tax collector, who was also working on Halloween night, said that the prostitution was an illegal occupation. So she said she'd have to go home and think about it. And then she'd call the person back and tell him in an hour what her occupation was. So now the lady, she called him, said, I've got it, I'm a chicken farmer. And he says, how do you get chicken farmer out of prostitution? She said, I've raised over 1,000 cocks last year.
Oh, whoa.
Cock raiser, Cliff, cock raiser.
Cock raiser. They're rebooting Hellraiser and it's just called Cock Raiser this time. Now, Kendall, one Halloween an employee of US Air. Of US Air. The scariest airline carrier. And his last name was, you'll never guess it, Kendall, not in a million years. His last
Barnaby?
Name. Gay.
Oh, I didn't guess it.
He boarded a U.S. Air flight with a free travel voucher. He was traveling home on Halloween night. And soon after he sat down, somebody else came and claimed he had the same seat assignment. So Mr. Gay moved down to another empty seat. And soon after, Kendall, oh no, the airplane began to fill up. And the rule with the U.S. Air employee vouchers is that if they... paying customer needs your seat, you gotta surrender that bitch. So when the flight became completely full and still more needed to get on, a flight attendant went to the original seat of Mr. Gay. Are you following this, everybody?
Barely.
And said that the man, and said to the man, now
there's a gay man in the seat, that's all I got.
Excuse me, are you gay? And the man, somewhat stunned, he said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. And the flight attendant said, I'm sorry, but you'll have to get off the plane. And at this point, Mr. Gay, the real Mr. Gay from the beginning of our story, who had been watching all of this, he jumped up and he said, excuse me, you have made a mistake. I am gay. And finally, another guy jumped up and he said, well, hell, I'm gay too. They can't throw us all off. Oh, they thought it was a homosexual inquisition.
Well, the way you did the impression of that gay person, Cliff, they were right. Oh, Cliff. Oh.
They were right.
Now, I've got several jokes in a row. I want to preface it now.
God.
So I don't tell you one and then you cut me off and try to tell another joke. I've got a few.
Let me preemptively say, oh, God. All right.
What did the skeleton say to the bartender?
Yeah, I don't know.
He said, I'll have two beers and a mop. Cliff, what did Dracula say after reading all of these jokes that we're telling?
I don't know.
He said, they sucked. Cliff, what did...
He was right.
What did the mummy say after this bad joke segment?
I don't know.
He said, let's wrap this shit up. And that's all the jokes I got, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, oh, finally. No, that is finally. That is it. Finally.
Thank God, because I need some more rye punch. And Tyler is about to drink it all over there. I've got to get over there before he does.
Tyler, you saved some for
so Kendall. We will be right back after this.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Garfield and the National Safety Council have some tips for a safe Halloween. Wear brightly colored costumes, short enough to prevent tripping.
I'm wearing this orange cat costume.
Use face makeup or wear masks that are easy to see out of. Yeah! Trick-or-treat in daylight and only visit the homes of people you know.
Because you know they'll give you more treats.
Finally, only give or accept tightly wrapped candy.
And use proper trick-or-treating etiquette. Gimme.
Make some room, Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our first lady of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I was feeling done in. Couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean to tell me
she's... Uh-huh.
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I wanna be daddy. Fill me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night. Then if anything grows while you pose, I'll oil you up and rub you down.
Down, down, down.
And that's just one small fraction of the main attraction. You need a friendly hand, and I need action. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I wanna be dirty. Fill me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I wanna be dirty.
Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me.
Creature of the night.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I wanna be dirty. Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night.
Creature of the night?
Creature of the night?
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
Creature of the what?
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
All right, Cliff, we're back with our Halloween party.
Fiesta forever, Kendall. That's what I want this party to be.
It is a forever fiesta. I wanted to point out that there are, you know, we've been talking about our Halloween party costumes, but other people here are dressed up. Other people here, Cliff Boy, other people here are dressed up too. We have Charles Contrick. He is dressed in Bob the Builder, and I think he was sad that we didn't mention his costume.
I think that's just how he dresses.
Oh, I thought that was a Halloween costume.
No, you could tell because Bob the Builder does not show that much ass crack.
Oh, typically. And so, wait, you mean to tell me Tyler's not dressed as Zac Efron?
No, that's just how Tyler looks.
Oh, I have not been paying attention at all.
Where have you been? You've been blacking out.
I don't know.
A little too much.
Well,
lately.
Cliff, I've been drinking a lot lately because I need it to get through this time in my life that I'm turning 30.
Listen, it's a terrible time in all of our lives, Kendall. But did you know that, according to America, that 7 in 10 people are going to celebrate this Halloween season? They're going to do something to celebrate Halloween.
That's all? Cliff, it should be 10 and 10. Something that I was going to say.
Something's coming and it's going to be great.
Oh, I can't remember, Cliff. It's such a party, though.
Something's coming.
Now, Cliff, I know that we have covered... I know that we've covered every question, every thought, every possible thing there is to do about Halloween. And as we started this episode, and I titled it Halloween Party 2011, because I have to put a date on it now because we do so many of them, I got to thinking that, you know, we've pretty much covered everything there is to say about Halloween, but yet I still want to ask you questions about Halloween. I want to ask you, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me again?
So, I've got some quotes for you, Cliff, and they all have to do with Halloween.
Are you booing at me, Kevin?
Is that booing what? Cliff, I'd like to ask you this first. I'd like to give you this first quote and see if you know what movie it came from.
Hit me.
Oh, look, another glorious morning makes me sick.
That's from our world famous, beloved passion, Hocus Pocus.
So easy. I gave you an easy one to start off with.
Oh, okay. All right, kiddo.
You're a wise man, Van Helsing, or one who has lived only one lifetime.
Well, I can only guess that that come from Van Helsing, Cliff.
Wrong-o!
Oh.
Dracula!
Dracula. I don't know. Cliff, I gave you
Have you ever heard of Dracula?
I have, but it's been a long time. Do you watch that every Halloween, Cliff?
No.
I gave you movies to watch every Halloween. Big, enormous, wonderful Halloween movies.
It's not my fault if you were on your iPhone 4 through that whole production meeting and you did not even get the notes on what kind of are you talking to me,
Skinner. Oh. All right, Cliff. Here we go. Next one. Here we go.
Yeah.
Cliff, that's... Not Cliff. I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
That's twice this month you've slipped deadly nightshade into my tea and run off.
Oh, that's the old brain guy from...
No, Cliff, that's Dr. Finkelstein from Nightmare. Okay, I'll give you that one.
You can't kill the boogeyman.
Halloween, Cliff. Cliff, and crawling on the planet's face, some insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space, and meaning.
And meaning. Kiddo, that's from Rocky Horror.
Oh, Cliff.
Picture show.
Too easy.
Too easy. Kendall, you start to play it, and it's like somebody's nightmare. And then this woman comes on, smiling at you, right? Seeing you through the screen.
Psycho?
You are psycho. Kendall, you are completely psycho.
What is that?
Psycho.
What is it from?
The Ring!
Look, I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding. Even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, good or evil, right or wrong.
That's Halloween too.
Yep.
Well.
That was Sam Loomis also from Halloween. I knew we'd pick a Halloween one.
The next one is a very famous line. I don't know if you will know what movie it's from. Maybe you will.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Maybe he'll surprise me. I'm going to challenge you. Listeners, you shout it out. Maybe he'll hear it, okay? Kendall, I'm here to kick ass and chew gum. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
I hear people screaming, Cliff, but they just are not getting through.
They're not getting through. They live. I'm done talking to you.
I'm done. I am so done talking to you, Cliff. I'm going to bob for more rides.
Oh, you just stick your face down.
You're not done belching at me.
That fucking bucket full of rye.
Hold on, let me get some rye. Got some.
It's a festive activity in Busheltown, everybody. It's a little holdover. Oh, this is the boy who used everyone.
Oh, Cliff,
and now I think it's time to bring the real dude. for us a Halloween hot subject.
Let's bring them in. It's time for Cliff and Kendall's hot subjects. And we're not talking about the people doing the show. We're talking about the subjects themselves. Hello, Dears. How are you doing? How are you doing, Dears?
Oh, good. Now, how do you think I did with my likeness of you?
Dear, you need some practice, but not bad, dear. Of course, it's proper etiquette to tell you're doing a wonderful job. So, wonderful job, dear. Wonderful job.
Well, I appreciate it, dear.
Oh, dear, that's enough. Oh, Mrs. Potter, butter churn. That was...
What? Oh, no, Tyler just handed me this note. It says,
what is it, dear?
Mr. Snodbottom, who normally does this segment with us, Hot Subjects, he's had an unexpected attack of his irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something worse. You scared me for a moment.
No. He'll be just fine.
This happens all the time. Don't worry.
I was going to ask Tyler, but Tyler has mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, I wonder where he's headed, Cliff.
Hey, if you need somebody to be on the show, I don't mind. Hey,
dear.
Kendall, what do you think?
We need four people to do hot subjects, I guess. Charles, if you promise not to fall asleep behind the desk, you can do it.
I ain't been asleep behind any desks for like a week, man. I've been so good at my work.
Charles, all right. Well, you come on in. We'll give you a shot. Maybe this is that one big break that everybody needs. You never know, Kendall.
You never know. Well, dear, please keep it clean, okay?
Hey, man, you got it. I only clean. I'm clean from here on out. I'm keeping it clean.
All right, good.
All right. Well, let's
get... But this is a fun Halloween party. It's fun. We're having fun, right, everybody?
Well, I'm having a wonderful
time. I've been having the best time, man. I was having a 40. I was
smoking. Oh,
dear, please don't say that on the air. I have not heard that, dear. I've not heard it. I'm going to ask the first question right now, dear, okay? I'm not big on the whole online streaming video, dear, but there is a controversy going on with Netflix, dear. Have you heard about this controversy?
I have not heard about this Halloween Netflix controversy.
I have. I know what you're talking about, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn. It's all about Netflix trying to... They were going to split into Quixtar and charge two different rates because they wanted to charge more and people got upset, and now they've completely went away with that and said they're doing... one price, it's more expensive than it used to be, but everything's all together. Right, dear. You are exactly right.
You know, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, you have heard my philosophies on life in the show before. I'm just following the Tao. I'm just rolling.
Oh, dear, as you say quite often.
Whatever comes along, Kendall, I will be okay.
Cliff, do you have a subject that you would like to discuss?
I have a Halloween hot subject.
Oh, good.
Kendall, and Mrs. Potter Butterchurn and Charles.
Yes,
did you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I am right.
All right, did you know that there is a store that sells sour apple flavored hothead ring pops and pothead lollipops that do not contain pot? They're not like from a dispensary or anything.
What's the point?
I don't know, but they they are. Charles, what are you doing?
Charles, I will leave this podcasting booth. I will not stand for it.
Now, Mrs. Butterbutter, it's okay. I know we're all on edge these days.
Dear, I'm having a rough month, okay?
I know.
Led me to drink sherry every night.
We're here to support you. We love you. We are a family. We're going to get through this like all families.
We will.
And yeah, Charles is okay. It happens to the best of us.
Wait, confidentially, I thought I was holding it in.
But now they are just selling these pops, and they just look like marijuana leaves to children, and they say pothead, and they say legalize it.
Oh my!
And on Halloween, no less. What do you guys think? I know we are not prudes, but what do you think?
Well, I think marijuana should be legalized. Period. And then I think it wouldn't be an issue with kids because, you know, if tobacco is going to be legalized, you know, marijuana is way less problematic than that.
Well, I have to agree with you on that aspect, but if marijuana is not legal, it is not proper etiquette to sell it to children, dear.
I don't know. I'm with you. I'm thinking if there ain't no real pot in them, I don't know what. Why do I want a sucker that looks like pot? I might as well just have me a dum-dum. Dum-dums, they are like 10 cents.
Oh, yes, dear. Well, dum-dums are perfect for you, dear. Stick with dum-dum.
Oh, Mrs. Potter, better turn this not knife.
I'm sorry, dear. It's been a rough month. I just can't take the stress.
It's a rough month.
I've lived through lots of things, dear. But I can't take the problems that are going on now.
You will make it through, Miss Spider-Man Return. Let's see. Okay, Kendall, you have another hot subject.
Oh, I do. I have not had one before, Miss Spider-Man Return did, but I have one now.
For this fun Halloween party.
Cliff, we have not talked about this on the show before, but Facebook is coming up with a whole new design. What do you think about that? Are you a big Facebook user?
I think it's scary and very frightening, this whole new timeline. It's very Halloween to me, is what it says a lot.
There are not many Halloween hot subjects, but so I'm doing what I can do.
I don't, you know, it, as I have stated previously in this segment, I'm just rolling with the punches. And I'm just following the Dow. And it doesn't really matter to me. I am a frequent Facebooker, but I don't really care.
Hey, man, I think it sucks. I don't understand how Facebook even works now. But I don't know what a timeline is. I don't know if it's like a clock. I find it hard to read, like the minute hand and all that shit.
And Charles, I don't know what you and Topher were brewing in there and mulling cider, but you got to just calm that talk.
Yes, Cliff. I hate to correct you, but his name is Tyler, not Topher. You're having flashbacks to earlier Halloween?
No, don't say Topher now.
Dear, that's quite sad, dear. I'm sorry that you have lost Topher in your past.
I don't even know. I don't know if I can continue at this point. That was so sad.
Oh, Kendall, nothing, not nearly so sad as how fat I am. That's what's sad.
Well, dears, you both look wonderful. I've told you that on many occasions.
Well, Mrs.
Thank you,
Mrs.
Potter Butter Butter Churn. We're going to make it through. We're going to make it through the rain. We're going to make it through these storms of life. We're going to do it.
We will. And Cliff,
that's all I've got.
Hey guys, I want to thank you for letting me be on the show. Hope I didn't spit up too much. I want to get back.
Dear, right on the show. Well, thank you both for having me as well, dear.
I left 40 sitting up under my car, up under the wheel axle.
Charles.
Thank you so much for
being
on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Toodaloo, dear. Toodaloo.
Goodbye, guys.
Hey, bye.
Oh, my Lord, Kendall, that was the hottest hot subjects yet.
It was, and they were so Halloween themed, Cliff. I know you thought that, Cliff. I feel like we.
You know, I thought it. Yeah.
We've only scratched the surface of Halloween.
I am
having such a good Halloween. I feel like there's so many more things to say, but we're running out of time, Cliff, and that's sad.
Oh, that is second. I'm gonna get one more. I'm gonna bob for one more piece of rye.
Hold on, here we
go. See if I can get it.
The hard part of the rye went down your throat, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, for a man with no gag reflex, that was painful.
Cliff.
Yeah.
It is the Halloween season. And we're well
into it. Hey, motherfuckers, if you only get one thing, if you only get one thing from this episode, it better be that it is the Halloween season.
It's the Halloween season, Cliff. We're well into it, but I still love it. I still love it, and I don't want it to end, Cliff.
I don't want it to
end.
Please don't let this season end.
If our listeners love Halloween as much as we do, check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CliffandKendall. Email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com. Check us out on Twitter.com/CliffandKendall or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. We'll play your message on the show.
Yeah, why don't they?
Give
us a Halloween. Why don't you just spook us over the phone? Give us a Halloween call.
Right over the phone. Cliff, I have a quote for you. Where there is no imagination, there is no horror. And that was Arthur Conan Doyle Sr. Cliff, do you have a quote for us?
Kendall, I am a regular quota palooza over here.
I know you are. I've heard many.
Kendall, Men fear death as children fear to go in the dark. And as that natural fear in children is increased with tales, so is the other. Aww. And that was said by good old Sir Francis Bacon.
So many sirs. Shadows of a thousand years rise again unseen. Voices whisper in the trees. Tonight is Halloween. And that was Dexter Cozen. Cliff Dexter Cozen.
Kendall, I want you to listen to this one. Mrs. Potter, but better turn it off. If you're still out there, I want you to pray on this one.
Yes, dear.
To suffering, there is a limit. To fearing, none. And that was also said by the Baconator himself, Sir Francis. Oh, Big B. Bacon.
Sir Francis
Kendall,
Bacon.
Happy Halloween. There's no end of all this fear.
Oh, well, Cliff, we'll be here next week. Come back and see us, why don't you?
We'll be here. Why don't you come back and see us? We're going to Montreal.
Oh, that's
a visit
with
our first lady.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, have a good week, everyone. Have a wonderful Halloween. We'll see you here when we get back.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Happy Halloween.
The party's over. Time to clean up. Oh, Mr. Snotbottom signed a prenup.
Fatness has conquered Cliff and Kendall. Give this show to your trick-or-treaters. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Cliff and Kendall, Halloween, coast to coast on the internet. Oh, oh, oh. Cliff and Kendall, Halloween, coast to coast.
You know, Cliff, sometimes I like to guess at what snippet of the show that you will pick to echo and continue throughout the show, because I love it.
What snippet will I pick for this week?
Don't got nothing for that one.
Don't got nothing for that one. Don't got nothing for that one.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.